Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 775, Griffball Meets the Big Leagues, recorded live on April 8th, 2021. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And back for a special occasion, I'm DJ Blue PDX.
Yeah, DJ's back. And yes, here we go. Special guest, Rage War Nerd. Yes, we have Rage War Nerd in the house from Play Griffball. We have DJ back in the hot seat. Never left the co-host status to be sure, but one day he'll be back as a regular. But we're keeping that seat open for you just in case you ever choose to
just a brief have a free hiatus. Thursday.
Yes, once I get back and have once I get my Thursday nights free again, which right now is lots of projects in the fire. So when you last talked to me, I was heading off to start some new projects in partnership with DreamHack, DreamHack Plays, and now DreamHack Community Clash. As we know, DreamHack's partnered up with ESL. We've got some great opportunities coming up in the very near future. So when they said, hey, we'd love for you to set up an event, and let's do this, and I said, okay, well, instead of one, why don't we divide it up and make it four? He said, okay. So I called Rage, and Rage was like, what? Sure. Why it's not?
Like, it's like, what'd you volunteer us for?
Yeah. So,
so tell us a little bit more about this, this opportunity.
So, well, there are things I can and cannot talk about. What I can talk about is the Griffball experience. So the initial ask was, hey, you want to create an eSport event? I said, of course, naturally. They said, what would you like to do? Griffball. Duh.
Cause why not? Yeah.
Because of course I'm going to say Griffball.
Of course.
So they said, well, let's do one. And of course, my favorite. I know, chat's going to be like, boo, but my favorite Griffball is the one that I started playing competitively in, and that was Halo 4. What I do know is that the majority of the player base is not the biggest fan of Halo 4 Griffball. So I figured, look, if I at least get one, then I can get the rest for the rest of, do one for me, the rest for the players. So sure. We created a series of four events with three different games. The final one's going to be a community challenge. So each of these matches happen once a month starting on this Saturday. And then we'll have one in May, one in June, and one in July. The difference between the very final event and the other three is the first three are all draft. In order to try and diversify our talent pool, Drage and I's idea was we would take it and make it a draft situation using a lot more of a random feature to it to try and disperse that talent pool amongst the teams. So we aren't ending up with a lot of God squads. Little did we know, we'd still end up with a bunch of God squads, which we did. And a lot of those Lords of Griffball are in here right now. So each tournament has its own $600 prize pool, $400 for the first place team. That's $100 per player, $200 for the second place team. Now that's $50 per player, with some additional funding to help encourage neutral hosts and to make sure we've got enough admins in the back end to support all of this, which we are still collecting at this point in time. We're going to do this four different times. The first one's Halo 4. The second one is Halo Reach. That'll happen at the end of May. In June, we've got the big one, Halo 3. All of those are going to be draft. Now, the final one on July 24th it will not be streamed on my channel. We'll be hosting it because we'll be streaming it live on the DreamHack channel as we open up for a major event that will be announced very soon. But I can't really go into that at this time. What I can say is it is going to be a community choice, and we'll do a live 24-hour poll on Twitter to see which one people want to play. We'll let them choose. I imagine the community's going with Halo 3. I am already expecting this. However, we'll let the community surprise me. It is also going to be classic, which means bring your own teams. So anybody who's not familiar with the God Squads, be aware.
We'll be pretty familiar with them afterwards.
We're going to see some hardcore gaming going on when it comes to Griffball and show the rest of the world exactly what it means to bring competitive Griffball to the visibility scene as with regards to these streams and their involvement with DreamHack. So
very nice.
Yeah,
very
lots nice. Of lots of fun.
So it's been a while since Griffball's had kind of a mainstay. Like a lot of probably the popular Griffball tournaments have been at RTX.
Yeah,
there's been a couple at like PAXs or something like that. And I think since we really talked about Griffball on a tournament level, we've had some new listeners to the show. So can you give a quick little background of how Griffball tournaments usually play out that are a little bit different than how Griffball season-wise have been different in the past, and maybe kind of throw a little bit of that difference between Griffball Hub and Play Griffball in there if you can manage that.
Sure. Well, back in the I'll let Rage answer for Play Griffball. Back in the Griffball Hub days, we had two different divisional leagues: the AGLE, which is the American Griffball League of America, and then we had the GGL, which is the Good Games League. GGL was classic. You bring your friends, you grab your squads, you go for it. The AGLE was draft or bid. There were a couple different ways that it was done, and it kind of varied in the seasons. And it pretty much ran from Halo 3 through Reach into 4 and 5. And then back to 3. And now that Reach came out on PC and is crossplay enabled, it's been coming back in with Play Griffball. But I'll let Rage talk about PlayGriffball.com since he's one of the founders.
Well, Play Griffball started because the founders of Griffball Hub, Goose and Cal, they moved on, they stepped away, they had a baby, their careers have gone very far. So we came to an agreement. It wasn't our place to take Griffball Hub and go on, because they created a very serious image around Griffball Hub, around them. It was very clear who owned it. And if we took it and tried to run it differently or try to do it their way, it was just going to be something completely different. So we agreed, let's just, we'll take the AGLA. The GGL was always their baby, so we'll let that pass on with Griffball Hub. And so we started to play Griffball, and we took the AGLA as a league. So we took the competitive side of things. And this was during Halo 5, and Halo 5 has been out for 5-6 years now. So as we went through our seasons with Halo 5, Halo 5 started lasting a little bit too long. So we jumped back and played some Halo 3, and then once the PC started happening and crossplay came up, we started getting some old players from 10 years ago who played from the original leagues. And we got a nice like little mix of the old and the new. And back on Griffball Hub, the GGL was a very casual league and AGLA was a very competitive league. Now it's somewhere in the middle now. It's not a whole straight on competitive in your face, trash talk everywhere. Still get a little bit of that here and there, but it's a good balance now. And now we're just cruising, messing around with all the games while we got the time, waiting for Infinite to drop.
Very nice. So what's kind of the key difference between what would normally be the kind of the setup with the AGLA seasons and what's being done here in the kind of the DreamHack tournament stuff? What's the main differences between the two?
The main difference is, because our...
Other than the cash prize.
Yeah, when we're running the leagues, they're usually 2 to 3 months. We try to get like 6 weeks of the regular season in, then we'll have our playoffs, which tend to drag on to be as long as a regular season. But for this, they're just one day events. So it changes who's able to play. Some people are just straight weekend players that don't always get to play a lot of games during the leagues. But now that it's just one day, they can come out, they can dedicate one day to it and show what they got. And because we're doing the draft setup similar to the leagues, we don't have the God squads like DJ mentioned with the classic leagues. And we get a nice mix of the top and the lower tier players. We have a lot of new players coming in. We have a lot of new players who are captaining this time, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
So we're getting some new players in. They're going to play with the old players. And I'm excited to see where this goes, especially when we get onto Halo 3 and Halo Reach, because they're just completely different kind of games from Halo 4. So it's going to be a completely different group of players.
Yeah,
every game has some kind of difference that really separates it out from, from the more classical competitive side of things, there's similarities that you can latch onto, but Griffball is pretty different between each iteration of the games that you play it in.
Oh, yeah, especially going from Reach to Halo 4. Like, Halo 3 and Reach, they have their differences. They're pretty similar, though. Halo 4 and Halo 5, kind of same thing. They're similar between them. But there's like a big jump from Reach to Halo 4. And once you introduce passing, once you introduce sprint into all the game types, it's a completely different game. And there's some players on both sides of that spectrum.
And from a casting standpoint, I love shoutcasting Halo 4 because you've got the throw. You've got the ability to throw the ball. You've got ball interference. You can hit and impact how it moves with the hammers. You've got that fast respawn. You're running across the field. It's a larger space than it was in Reach or 3. But I can also see from the player's standpoint, there's a lot more randomness that happens in the game. Whether you're talking about connectivity to the host, whether you're talking about where the ball hits, how it flies, where it goes. Sometimes you'll have a great push and all it takes is one person hitting that ball with the hammer and it's bouncing off two different walls like a super ball that got donkey kicked. It's ridiculous. But that also makes it fun for the caster, great for the show, high energy, constantly moving. But from a player standpoint, that unpredictability, I can see creating a slush within the skill gap. So I can see why a lot of the more precision players prefer something like 3 or Reach because it's constant, it's consistent, and it's thorough in the way you would play it. It's just a little slower from a casting standpoint, but we got some ways to make that a little more interesting, especially including how we're going to be moving the casting booth into some new pieces that have been added into Halo 3's Forge. So
very nice.
Yeah. Excited for that one.
Yeah. And with some of the new stuff in MCC that's been rolling out, like all the additional Forge stuff, has that really helped you guys kind of like prepare a little bit better for this opportunity with DreamHack and ESL? Like, are you able to kind of update some of the courts? Do like the caster view? I know, like, this is kind of me nerding out to Griffball, like the old way of the team spawning in kind of the spawn zones and then the casters go backwards and all the players go forwards into the play area. Like,
unfortunately, that's going to have to probably stay the same. There's not really a way to get around that. But where we stand, and like where the Halo 3 had to stand up very top of the wall and look down, we're going to be implementing a system. We're going to have a similar side court to Halo 4. So we'll be able to see it from the sidelines, slightly raised up. So we've got a better aspect and we can go back and forth and maneuver ourselves right and left, which will be it'll make it a lot easier to watch from a player standpoint and from a viewer standpoint on the outside watching the stream. From the caster standpoint, we'll be able to see the different tags for all the players a lot easier. It makes it easier for me to do my job and also stay invested in the game without having to figure out who that is because I have to zoom in on them, trying to figure out what's happening with their service tags and blah, blah, blah.
But actually, there is one exception to the rule of having to walk backwards in the host box. Halo Reach, because sometime long ago, back in the OG Reach days, somebody made the realization that not only are the elites bigger and taller, but they're wider and they have bigger butts. Yeah. So somebody brought that to Knockyard. And he made it so where the spawns are set up that the elites are too big to fit onto the initial spawns. So the game will kick them over to a different spawn point, which is automatically in the wall. And then the Spartans will spawn on the court. So Halo 4 and Halo 5 do not have this. This is a very Reach-specific thing. That's why I think Reach actually has the best neutral host court, because Spartans can just spawn on the court. All the neutral hosts and streamers have to do is turn into the dino, and they go straight into the box.
Interesting.
Yep.
So does host still play a piece in MCC? Because MCC is supposed to use dedicated servers, right?
Except we're not for custom games.
Oh, not for custom games. Okay.
Not for customs. In matchmaking standard, yes. But you still pull... There are still someone as the point of origin for the lobby. So even with dedicated servers, it's not based on that person's machine. It's based on that person's... Where that person's connecting to the nearest server. So neutral host is still something that plays a part in it, and we want to make sure we're giving each of these teams a fair opportunity on the court. That's why we're doing everything we can to come up with enough neutral hosts in order to ensure there's no on-court advantage for one team or another.
Very good. Very nice. So with the opportunity that you got with DreamHack coming to you wanting to do this, how did that kind of come to be? I mean, it's Griffball is kind of known for being a little silly from a competitive standpoint, but there are competitive players out there that really respect Griffball as well. And like having DreamHack come out to like approach you, say, "Hey, we want to do something," and you saying Griffball, and they're like, "Okay, let's do it," is a little out of the ordinary.
Well, I've been doing more work with DreamHack. I was there with DreamHack for HCS for DreamHack Atlanta, and then back in Anaheim was there for as the one of the shoutcasting hosts for the World's Speedrun Tournament with Halo Reach. I was there with Troy's Joker. So, yeah, we've been doing lots of stuff. I'm one of the hosts for DreamHack Plays. It is a weekly show that happens every day, every weekday from 10 to 2 p.m. Pacific. That's 1 to 4 Eastern and 1 to 5 Eastern. Yeah, 1 to 5 Eastern. Do your math, DJ. But yeah, we do that every week. I've been doing the Wednesday. I'm one of the Wednesday hosts. And we play varying different games. This week was Outriders. I don't know what we have in the books for next week. The week before that was Narita Boy. So it's a 2D side scroller. And so it's just varying different things. And we take people through an adventure. And that's all on the DreamHack Plays channel. So, yeah. But one of the other program managers came to me and said, hey, this is what we want to do. Let's see what you can do. And I said, sure. Well, instead of one, I'm making four. So
and you got a... You got plenty of history behind you doing stuff with Griffball Hub and then Halo Outpost and shoutcasting. We have a question in the chat from Atone Militant.
Yes.
I guess not everyone knows, but what is DreamHack?
So DreamHack is one of the largest LAN tournament organizers in the world. They do everything for DreamHack has had a regular US tour before COVID. There's DreamHack.
In multiple places.
Yeah. So there's DreamHack Anaheim, Atlanta, and I want to say Houston, Dallas.
Yeah.
It's in Dallas.
I'm sure there's more.
There's Dallas, Houston, and Anaheim. Then there is DreamHack Sweden, and there's one other, and I'm forgetting the other one. I know the DreamHack in Sweden is huge. We're talking, hundreds of thousands of people at that one, 80,000 on the average for the ones here in the US, and thousands upon thousands of LAN stations. So you can do the BYOCs, which is bring your own computer, and people will check their stuff in and bring their own computers. And there is tons of gaming opportunities. You can get into varying different games for competitions, and it's all done live on their LAN, gigabit LAN for thousands of stations. There's console stations, there's giant events from everything from Smash Bros. To Halo to Call of Duty, Rainbow Six Siege. Tons of AAA. Everything from indie to AAA games are there. Plus, you've got all of the merchants there. Imagine PAX, but instead of it being an expo, it is a competition. It's a giant tournament thousands and thousands and thousands of players. So it's cool. They've got a bring your own console station. They've also got a giant streamer arena. So, yeah. Dozens of places. Taylor DreamHack events in the UK, 22, please. Right. That would be awesome. So that's what DreamHack does. We, of course, were limited in 2020 and now 2021 due to COVID. Same reason why, Halo Outpost Discovery didn't get another tour because everything just kind of came to a grinding halt as soon as lockdowns started to occur.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's who I've been working in tandem with. I'm one of their hosts. That's what I do. And so they said, hey, you want to help do something else for us? I said, sure. So That's what we're doing.
Looking at the website, it looks like they do have some events planned for this year. It looks like Atlanta for November. There's going to be another event, DreamHack Winter in November, and then DreamHack Madrid.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Madrid's coming.
And so further events for Valencia, Montreal, Rotterdam, and
Montreal.
Hyderabad.
Too. Yeah. So these are, again, based on present conditions, meeting that safety guideline, they will, I'm sure, announce publicly. I can't speak on behalf of the company. I'm not an actual employee. I'm just a host, and they have organizing this for them. To work clear, I don't work for DreamHack. I'm just contracted with them.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. But DreamHack is awesome. If you haven't checked it out, definitely follow them at DreamHack US and DreamHack on Twitter.
I've heard many people, many friends go to a DreamHack and say how great it is, and I've never had the opportunity to actually go to one. I've been to PAX, I've been to Comic-Con, I've been to RTX, I've been to E3, have not been to a DreamHack. So
tons of tournaments. It's amazing.
Go to PAX.
Then they closed it. So
and then COVID happened.
Yeah.
Just keep that money in your back pocket for when PAX comes back.
Yeah, unfortunately, that went somewhere else.
So we have not done the seating yet. I am going to throw the link to my tweet in there about the event itself, if that's cool.
Yeah, go for it.
There we go.
Right ahead.
Yep.
So if you have any questions about the dates on the tournaments or the grip for the Griffball Summer Series, just click on that link. It's all right there pinned at the top of my Twitter. And there you go. Yeah. Awesome.
Cool. Now, since it is on the MCC,
mm-hmm.
is there a console or PC restriction, or is it preferred platform of choice for whoever's playing?
Rage and I both agreed that it needs to be whatever you want to play. I think that's one of the joys of it being cross-platform, is if you come on your Xbox or come on your PC, both of them can play together. And it's really enjoyable because I've switched completely to PC, and I love being able to go up and play with my friends who are on Xbox still, and vice versa. So, yeah.
Very cool.
No preferred. You come and play on whatever you're most comfortable on. Use a controller, use a keyboard and mouse. We don't care.
I love that MCC is cross-platform.
Yeah.
That's really cool. GT, I've been asking a lot of questions. You got any questions?
Where can I get the polish on the head like DJs?
My super shine? It's that's just called my daily stress. I just sit there and rub it.
He gets the 9-inch buffer out every morning.
Right? Right?
Yep.
No, I'm really happy for you guys getting that taken care of with DreamHack. I know that's a big deal.
I was really honored for them to offer me the chance to do this. I've been wanting to do this for the Griffball community for a long time. I said I was going to do this a long time ago, and I'm glad I'm finally able to come through with it. So, none of this would have happened if it wasn't for Rage.
Rage for Nerd
has been there every step of the way with me. And we've been putting things together for years, Rage. I mean, we've been doing stuff together for many years. So it was just a perfect opportunity to do something that we wanted to do in a way that we wanted to do it. And they were very cool about giving us a wide berth on what we could do. And I'll give a huge shout out to Gizmo, Kyle, who's the project lead on this, for just kind of saying, here, just check in with me. Let me know what's going on. And yeah, you're good to go. So we're really hoping that we impress them. We can bring a high level of viewership to it, and also, you know, put some eyes on the DreamHack events coming up for this year and the future.
Very nice. And I know you kind of mentioned it already, but when specifically and where specifically are all the events leading up through July?
Okay, so I got to move this bowl or it's going to reflect off of the microphone. all right, so for the first three events, you'll be able to view them live on my channel on Twitch, twitch.tv/DJBluePDX. You can also view it, this on April 10th will be hosted. If you check it out on the DreamHack US channel, on the DreamHack channel, they'll host our channel. And then we're going to be splitting it and doing simulcast through, whatchamacallit? What's that thing you can do to get it to go to different places?
Restream.
Restream.io. So that'll be going both to the DreamHack US channel and to my channel for the events in May and June. So the Halo Reach draft tournament will be May 22nd at 12 noon Pacific. The Halo 3 draft event will be on June 26th at 12 noon Pacific. And the Community Choice Classic event will be July 24th at 12 noon Pacific. The April 10th is the only one starting at 10 a.m. because it is one of my best friend's 50th birthday, and I'm going to go over and do a social distance dance party and DJ. Well,
that's cool.
But that's why we're starting early on April 10th. But all the rest of them are starting at noon because, let's be honest, Griffballers, none of us are out of bed that early. So let's just be real.
I guess I'm not a Griffballer because I'm out of bed that early.
Yeah.
I have to
be.
Cool. So, yeah. And then how early before the events are the drafts?
So usually
we're doing the draft for this weekend today. So that's like 2 days in advance. But
so the draft happens the weekend before the event. So you have one full week to play with your team. We'll announce the seating order the Thursday before each actual event. So you'll get it 2 days beforehand. The week prior to draft will be the end of the 2-week draft period, the two week sign up period. So gotcha. You'll have 2 weeks to sign up. In all honesty, for Halo 4, knowing what I know about some of the people's opinions about Halo 4, my expectation was to get 8 teams. That was my hope. That was my goal. If we got 8 teams worth of people, I would have been fine. We have 16 teams.
Nice.
Griffballers came out like gangsters, and it was amazing. And I could not be happier to be able to say that we have 64 competitors for Halo 4 Griffball. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And there, you know, the Griffball community, whether it's been with the Hub or been with Play Griffball, is an amazing community. And I'm really excited to bring some light to the different dynamic things that they can do and just how much fun it is to watch Griffball, or it can be to watch Griffball. So, yeah.
Wasn't at its peak, GGL had over like 300 or 400 players?
There were more than that at one point.
I think that first Halo 4 season had like 300 or 400 teams, because whatever Goose and Cal did there, it blew up for that first season of Halo 4.
Yeah, it was nuts. I remember, and we had the EU, we had the EU leagues, we had the Oceanic divisions. There was just tons, and EU teams were going hard for a long time. They did really well. So
keep at it, Griffballers. Keep coming and playing.
It's what we do well. We've been doing this since 2007, and it's not going away.
Not going anywhere. That's awesome.
That's why they keep bringing it back for a week. In fact, Griffball's in matchmaking right now, so I can guarantee you that's probably what we're going to be playing tomorrow on stream, because we also want people to give a chance to practice and team up and see who's going to walk away with the win after we announce tonight's seeding order. But yeah.
Very nice.
Which we should probably do soon.
I was going to say, we have 30 people more so than normal in our Twitch chat watching right now who are probably waiting for some special event. So we have the pleasure of having the draft live on the podcast.
Yes.
So why don't you go ahead and explain how the draft's going to work for those that are not necessarily informed, and for those listening at home, and then start a few draft picks.
I'll start and explain my part. And then I'll let Rage explain his part, because we have two different pieces of this and we're each doing two different parts of it. So for everybody who was in the draft, you had your draft order 1 through 16. One was scale 16, I believe, was Galvin, right? So those numbers are all on pieces of paper. I mentioned this before we technically started the podcast, that I've had to do twice now because my dogs ate part of the first group. So 16 pieces of crumpled up paper looks just like this.
You're a disaster.
That DJ is spilling out. So for the audio listeners out there, he's shaking a bucket,
wadded paper,
a literal pail of wadded paper wads.
I wanted you to see it. What's not just flat in there? I can't see what the numbers are. They're just crumpled, and I'm going to stare into the camera as I grab them. We're going to pull them out. I'm going to pull them out one by one until we get all 16 numbers pulled. From there, Rage, take it away.
Okay, so we're going to grab the names out of the pail. There's going to be a hat. DJ doesn't wear hats. He has a pail. So we're going to go. So the teams that get drawn, let's say the first number is a 5. And that is a team captained by Sam Adams, one of our admins. So we're going to go reverse order. So the first number picked is going to be the number 16 seed. We're going to go 16 and back to 1. So the last number picked, that's going to be the number 1 seed. And these seeds matter because this is where we pick our neutral host preference. So if you get the number 1 seed, you're going to have neutral host preference throughout the tournament. If you have the 16 seed, you're not going to have the neutral host choice throughout the tournament. So, sorry, but there's a whole lot of randomness in Halo 4 as it is, and there's no impartial way to do this otherwise.
Why not? We'll just add to the chaos. All right, let's do this. You guys ready?
Hey, if you're drawing numbers, I might as well add a number to the screen.
Oh, yeah, no, I like it. I like it there. All right, so first number to be drawn is... Number 7.
That is Captain Sev's team. Their team name is Park the Bus.
Well, they're parking it in 16th spot. So, or sorry, Sev. There you go.
Sorry, Sev.
All right. Second one is Sam Adams, number 5.
Okay.
Sorry, Sam.
Sorry, Sam. I didn't mean to do that to you, buddy. All right. So they are the 15 seed. Next is the 14. Yes. Now, remember, for captains here, you don't want to hear your names yet. You want to hear your names towards the end. The longer it takes, the better you're going to be.
All right, third is number 4.
That is the Noble TV's team. He doesn't have a team name yet. Sam Adams and their team name is Christmas Gifts. Gifts, not gifts, just gifts.
Oh my Christmas God! Hey, gifts. Sam, do you have an alt tag on Xbox called Christmas Gifts? Because I ran into a Christmas Gifts in matchmaking yesterday.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny.
So, let's see here. All right. Yes, that was not yo. Yes, that was you. Awesome. All right. The next one I pulled is 8.
That is hold W. That is Grunt Padre's team. And we all know, because that man does not stop walking forward.
Oh my God. All right. Number nine.
All right. Next to it. That is Trespass. That is his team name is Defiance. That is the 12. Coming up is the 11th seed.
Number 14.
That is RDG NHL's team. His team name is EU plus 2 because he does have 2 Euros on his team.
Well, and it's funny, Sam, because we were talking about that on stream. We're like, whoever this Christmas Gifts guy is, he's pretty good. He's really good. He's doing well. We felt bad because we kept running into you. So apologies about that. But also, you were kicking getting better. I know Sam was like at one point, I hate this game right now. Not loving it. All right. Next one is number 12. Number 12.
This is a hard number.
That is
Wolverine's team.
Wolverine. All right. So, okay. And the next one is 13.
Oh, that makes it easy. That is Kill the Carrier. That is Beam's team.
Next one is...
Halfway there.
3.
That is Brandonator's team. That team name is Not So Lone Wolves.
The Not So Lone Wolves. Nice.
Not So Lone Wolves.
The next one is 11.
That is Junkyard Dogs. That is Encott's team.
Yeah, all right. There we go. There's a tiny one that I keep felting hit my knuckle, and that is 15. Who is 15?
That is Pass the Salt. That is Doorstopper's team.
Pass the Salt. Love it. Love it. All right. The next one on the list is number 10. Team number 10.
That is Adventure Awaits. That is Corn Ninja's team.
Corn Ninja. Got it.
All right. How many numbers we got left?
I think we're down to the last 4.
Yep. All right.
Final 4.
DJ?
Yeah. I believe this is a 6 because I think we already called 9.
Yeah, that is a 6.
But it looks like that's not how I would write a 9, so that's definitely a 6.
Yeah, that is Mungo Pungo's team.
Hey, there we go.
There we go.
Number 1.
Number 1, that is the Star Blankets. That is Skell's team.
All right. Next one up.
Number 2. That is High Voltage. That is Chemistry's team. Did Galv seriously get the number 1 pick?
Are you oh my God, he did. Number 16.
Unreal.
Unbelievable, Galv. I can't believe you.
The last
number. All right, so let's go ahead and start and talk and run the seeds from first down to last.
Oh, all right. So the number one seed is Team Future Admins. That is Galvin's team. He was the last pick of the first round because he is the best player among the captains going into the draft. I'm not pleased. Galvin is a cheater. He has a really good connection. He gets lots of kills, and yeah, of course he gets
it. Oh, God. Who's our number 2 team?
Swordline anyone?
Oh, God.
Our number 2 team, that is High Voltage. That is Chemistry, also known as Cav in our Discord.
Yep. Mystical Novice, Mist the Cold, and
Maverick. Yes, now the number 3 team, the Star Blankets, that is captained by Skell. He drafted first, and with that, he got the ever-so-dominant Ace B Silent. Many would say the best overall Halo 4 player. I would say so as well.
Yep.
He's also got Wylux, a.k.a. Dragon Guy, who is going to be launching and passing up as much as possible, and then M-Stella to round out that team.
Awesome.
Fourth is Mungo Pungo's team. He doesn't have a team name yet. But with him is God Snipes, Atone Militant, who is here in chat, and Vinny Ha. Vinny has been doing some really cool stuff in the Rookie League this season. He's got a lot of cool
Mungo with a U. Too. Yeah, Mungo with a U. Not that it matters, but yeah, Mungo with a U.
Fifth team is Adventure Awakes. That is Core Ninja's team, who also picked up AJ and Priest and Gabe.
Yep.
Moving on.
So I know Priest is in chat today.
Yes, he is. He is an admin. He is a AJLA admin as well. And AJ is a mod in the Discord.
Gotcha.
Six is Pass the Salt, probably the best team name on here. That is Doorstopper, and he has Blood and Nick as his first pick, and then Tommy Westside and Judice on the team as well.
It's going to be an interesting team because Blood and Nick's also known as Hydro Kids.
Yes, so, Hydro Kids. That's what we know him as.
Hyde was was one of those more unstoppable players that I remember always dying to constantly. Although, granted, when I was playing on console in Halo 4, if I remember correctly, I died a lot to most people.
You still die a lot to most people.
That's why I cast. Changed?
Okay, right. Next up, the seventh seed is Junkyard Dogs. That is Encod's team. He always has Junkyard Dogs. We all know this name. And then he picked D-Cleek, Alpha Turtle, and Imperator Romeo. Romeo is a very new player, so I'm really happy to see him get a team with a whole lot of veterans on here.
Well, and we saw what Romeo could do in that the other night in our customs. I'm looking forward to seeing what these teams can do tomorrow. We're going to run some more customs. I'll open up the show tomorrow with the Standard House Music DJ set, and then we will go just straight into a whole afternoon eating a Griffball. So, yep.
Okay, next
up. It is the plan.
The eighth seat is the Not-So-Lone Wolves. They are captained by Brandonator, and yep. He picked IX Gingy, VP Sniper, and Mr. Richbottom. I want to say the three of them outside Gingy have played a lot of matchmaking together. So there might be some built-in chemistry there. And then you throw in a high-tier tank like Gingy. That team should do just fine.
And Gingy's got multiple pro-level national championship titles, and including an RTX championship under his belt. So
yeah, he beat me. Cheater.
Yeah. Yep. I know I was casting it.
All right, so since we're here at the halfway point, any questions, any stuff that we've missed in the chat? I just want to make sure that we're also not leaving people out since we are live broadcasting. I think we're good.
Yeah.
I see Sam upset with the seeds are backwards because you got the 15th seed. It's okay. Sorry, buddy.
So but, remind the listeners again what these seeds actually mean for the actual going into this weekend.
So what the seeds, the most important thing that the seeds provide is neutral host preference. So we touched on neutral hosts a little earlier, but at higher levels of play, especially come playoff time, playoff series can be completely determined by who the host is. If it's a team has a lot of West Coast players, they're going to take a West Coast host. And if they're East Coast players, they're going to take an East Coast host. And just, they make the biggest differences in the game, just having that connection advantage. And that's what Griffball kind of has an Achilles heel to. It goes down to the connection. That's why we're really looking forward to Infinite having dedicated servers for custom games. I don't know if that's confirmed, but it very well damn better be, because we had it in Halo 5 and it was fantastic. But on these older games, we still have the neutral host problem, and that is what these seeds are going to determine. So teams who have the higher seeds are going to have a somewhat advantage going into the matchup.
Okay.
It's just a casualty of the game.
And I guess that kind of plays also into the bracket as well, right?
Yeah, so the one seed will play the 16 seed, two will play 15, just all the way down to the middle.
Yeah.
And okay. this is a double elimination bracket.
Yeah, so we'll have a winners and losers bracket, and then it'll have to be, you know, if it comes down to it, it'll end up being, you know, that final match is going to be pretty lit. It's going to be pretty, pretty lit.
So, for those that aren't so in tune, or maybe this might be a little bit different for the DreamHack tournament specifically, is it double elimination for like five rounds within one Griffball match, and then is the grand final like nine rounds, or how many rounds per match? And then that one match is the double elimination.
We're going to go, for this first tournament at least, we're going to go the league standard best out of nine rounds. So first of five goals, we'll win the game. Going down to the loser's bracket, it's all going to be best of nine.
Yep. So no timed on the rounds. So if you end up with a really good volley, your game could last a while. I mean, we've seen some Halo 4 games go. I want to say the longest championship was longest game ever that we saw was a championship game that took 2.5 hours for Goose Chucka and I to shoutcast.
Yep.
And
I remember that
one round alone was 45 minutes long. Shout out to his team. It was absurd, but hilarious and fun. But my God,
We changed the game type after that.
Yep.
We changed the game type. We had increased the spawn times because it was just absurd. Because the game two of that three game series was an hour and a half long. And that was already ridiculous. They had to move the next game to a different day because it took so long.
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning and we're just dead. Everybody's like, I have to work tomorrow.
And sure enough, game three was just as long as it was longer than games one and two put together. And it went the full nine rounds. And that was just absurd.
Yeah, it was incredible. Let's see competitive players play 2 hours nonstop.
Easy as pie versus four balls. Happen. Four guys, one ball. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it was easy as pie versus four guys, one ball. What's up, Lux?
I mean, also at that point, you don't even mind losing. It's just like, it's over. Yeah. Thank God.
It becomes an issue of who's going to wear out. Yeah. Who's going to wear out first? Make sure you got your controllers plugged in. You got batteries charged. Mm-hmm. If, you know, and we were pretty active and like, all right, if people go to the bathroom before we start the game, everybody needs to take a bio break. Like, that's just do it. Do it now. Yeah. So we can't do it mid game. So,
like an unofficial rule, if a game takes longer than an hour, then the next score, you take a bio break or something like that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a thing.
I think the players and the casters would probably both appreciate that.
Right. Oh, yeah. I remember Goose was just like, I just want somebody to score. I don't care who I've lost I don't care who wins. I just want somebody to score.
I just
please.
Want it to be over.
I think that was one of the first times I actually heard Goose swear. It's just like, oh my God, score the ball.
Yeah.
It was great.
After
it was
that
awesome.
Long, it's just, oh my gosh.
Yeah. No, it was, and I expect to see, we're going to see some of that again, I think. We've got a lot of people who are really, really experienced, some people who are just really good. And I'm excited to see when we start watching as those teams play a little more cautiously, start making those aggressive pushes. Once you see teams start to either get stuck in their own head and their own mindset, and the teams that have good communications. If you can have a team that stays calm and thrives on the calm, that's awesome. If you have a team that thrives on the panic, if you can get it to work for you, awesome. Just glad we aren't doing listen-ins. We aren't hearing everybody be at all like, you know.
Right. Yep. All right. Let's kick up the last eight.
Yep. Team nine.
See. Okay. Team 9 was Kill the Carrier. That team is captained by Beam Me Up, and he rounded out the team with Ace Bence, the Sket, and Snipex.
Oh, the ninth team was also Team 9, ironically.
That is not the ninth team.
Oh, so back at, that was, well, the ninth that I pulled out.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you, you changed the numbers up here already? Okay, I see.
Oh, yeah. I gave them their seeds at the top.
You big brain smarts. I see what you did there. All right. There you go.
I was confusing. myself right at the start, so I had to do
way
it
to
that
go,
way.
DJ.
Yeah.
Okay. The 10th seed is Sacred Promissory. That is captained
Sacred
by...
Sacred Promissory.
What? Oh, wow. What did I say?
How do you say that? Promissory or promissory? No, it's promissory.
We're going to go with that. That
yeah,
is
sure.
Captained by Ms. Wolverine, and she picked up Katie Skill. X Nightclaw and Lockshot. I'm posting that here in the Skype for you.
Yep.
Okay.
Maybe you can pronounce that better than me.
Thanks.
And I can say a little bit about Ms. Wolverine. Ms. Wolverine was my first co-captain ever. We did during a co-captain season with Halo 4. That was where the Respawn All-Stars was born. That's how we created it. Nightclaw is Wolverine's sister. I actually got to hang out with all three of them. Katie Skill, Wolverine, and Nightclaw in Philadelphia at Halo Outpost Discovery. They came and we all finally got to meet in real life, which was really awesome. So to get them to compete, I don't know Lockshot yet, but Wolverine says they've got a great dynamic. And so I'm excited to see what they can bring, because right now you put Wolverine, Nightclaw, and Katie Skill together, that's a dynamic insanity that is just hard to pen. Like, it's really hard to get through that tanking line. So we'll see what's going to happen with that on the field.
They're laughing at us in chat.
I know.
I'm gonna try to tune in this weekend.
All right, the 11th seed, that is EU plus 2. That is RDG NHL's team, and he picked up Aware Mosquito, Salty Peterbread, and Uween.
Yeah.
12th seed is Defiance. That is captained by Trespass. Trespass has had that name for many years. And he picked up JHG, also known as Life, Mr. Epic Beast, and Receptor 17.
Yep.
Ooh, Receptor.
Yeah, and Receptor and Trespass have been playing together for a while. They were casters together with me at Griffball Hub. And when you add to that, you've got Life, who's a really aggressive but skilled tank, and Mr. Epic Beast that just, well, don't He's be an idiot. Don't go up against Mr. Epic Beast. He's kind of epic.
I mean, at least he's
when I'm playing against him, it's a nightmare. So there you go. He's still like, yeah. Yes, I am. It's all good.
13th seed is Hold W. That team is captained by Grunt Padre, and he picked up Frenzy, Wrecking Nerds, and SimQ. Again, I think two more EU players with Frenzy and SimQ. You know, Halo 4 has a really big population of EU players. This is the last time that the EU leagues were a thing back in Halo 4. So, not a surprise. Very happy to see all the EU players make a comeback for this
Hold.
Weekend.
Okay.
Hold W. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Hold W.
14 is the Noble TV's team.
Yes, he needs a team, but...
We'll just call it Noble TV. We'll just call it Noble. Team Noble.
Team Noble. That's probably what his team is going to be anyway. He picked up whatever, Scion's Banana. That's Starblade. I don't know why he keeps changing his tag. And he also picked up MSSR Martin and Moldy Bolts.
Yep. I talked to Noble about his team. He's really happy about it. He says they work really well together, so I'm kind of excited to see how they do. So.
Yes.
Yeah. And then 15th.
Yes, that is Christmas Gifts. Not gifts. Gifts gift, and it's like, gifts know. It's not gifs. That is captained by Sam Adams, Icy Coconut, also known as Icy Tanker, and Corn Chip and IX Jaga, which brings up our last seed, and I am so sorry to park the bus, captained by Captain Sev, Nets Pride, Noplex, and Skullin.
But I will say that of that team, you know, Nets Pride, Noplex, Sev, I'm not sure who Skullin is, but I know those three played a ridiculous amount of Halo 4 and were very good at it. Nets Pride's pro level. Noplex was a pro. Yeah. So again, we've seen a really good dispersal of the talent pool in, you know, for the competitors, and with 64 players and 16 teams, it is going to be anybody's guess as to who's going to win. But I'm excited now that we've got this announced. People in chat are going to be taking screenshots of this and start their rankings. I'm waiting to see the ranking articles that will be popping in tonight and tomorrow in the Griffball Discord. By the way, if you want to know more about how you can get involved in the longest running continuous form of esports in Halo, it's not Slayer. It's Griffball. Check it out by going to discord.gg/playgriffball or follow @playgriffball on Twitter. For more information, you can also go directly to the website at playgriffball.com.
Very nice. This is exciting. 16 teams, 64 players.
I'm excited. I really honestly thought we were going to get 8. I'm so glad we got 64, but if Halo we got 4? 64 players for Halo 4, I am a little nervous about how many we're going to get 3. For Halo Reach. Reach is going to be 3 is going to be off the charts huge. Off the charts huge. I'm not even estimating. In fact, I'm almost wondering if we're going to have to like cap it unless we can get a large number of people to volunteer as admins on the backside to help organize it. Who knows? We might ask if there's some people at Podtacular or in the Podtacular community who'd be willing to help with admining in the back end on the Saturdays of that, because we got a lot of people. And honestly, there's a ridiculously huge number of really good Halo 3 players. And I think it's going to be awesome to watch them duke it out on the court.
I'm up for it. I could think of a couple people who might be willing to help in as well. So, yeah, well.
Lux is like, no cap. I don't want there to be a cap either, Lux. I want to just see how many people can get signed up and go for it. And it's all dependent upon how many we can get on the back end to help support it, because you got to have people who are. Right, bro. Watch us end up with 300 people sign up. Oh.
Yeah, you're not going to have enough neutral hosts to cover all that. So people are going to have to play on court.
I will say the streamed games will be played on Rage's host, so.
And my host is like LAN. Anyone who disagrees is wrong.
There you go. Don't argue with Rage More Nerd. But that's it. I want to again thank playgriffball.com. And of course, everyone at DreamHack for letting us do this. It has been an absolute joy to be able to bring this back to life and to do this the summer before Infinite launches. Yeah. Let's give everyone a reason to see what we can do, what we can bring to the table, and the kind of entertainment and passion we can for Halo Esports in a different design, and hopefully continue to take this on into Halo Infinite when it launches this holiday season.
Into Infinite.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hayden G230, what a raid.
Check out your sub that you got from Pins. Yeah, I gifted some subs at the beginning of the podcast for you.
Yeah, buddy.
So there you go. All right. Well, it's been a crazy seed drawing. I know there's been some ups and downs. Some people are excited. Some people are probably a little worried, probably sweating already for this weekend. Again, where can people tune in for this weekend?
So it'll start on 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern, right there on my channel, twitch.tv/DJBluePDX. We'll have more information there. Plus, we've got an Astro headphone giveaway that's going out to one lucky follower to the channel, one lucky viewer in the channel. And, you know, and then we've got the rest of this. So lots of fun. Lots of fun to be had. So I'm really excited to see it happen. Very and these cool. Griffballers deserve
and,
it.
And results and VODs, are those going to be available after each event?
Yes, each one will have a full VOD cool. on it. And totally stats, good to go.
I'm assuming will be probably either the Discord or playgriffball.com.
We are try our best to get the stats. No guarantees because not everyone remembers to record the stats after the game. And funny thing about Halo 4, there is no goal stat on the post game screen. There's nowhere for goals, so we can only have like kills and kills, deaths, and medals and stuff. But
yeah,
I'm not sure how that oversight happened, but we can't track how many goals are scored, so stat tracking will be somewhat limited.
That's what we need to work on tonight, is we're going to work on coming up with ideas of how to do this in the right way with the large enough admin groups to handle 64 players and 16 different people reporting. But again, you know, we've done it before. Done it when it was bigger, so
wish I had Virgil and done, because I actually had the thought of like being able to do tournament tracking for MCC, but that's haven't had time to even work on it, but this is really cool. Thank you guys so much for coming over. This is an exciting opportunity. If you guys want to check out playgriffball.com and check out their Discord as well and start playing with folks, if you want to get involved with actually having a chance to participate in one of these, get to playing with some of the folks, you might get found out and might get picked up by a team, especially when the Reach and the Halo 3 stuff comes around. And by the time, I mean, July is 3 months away, so you got three months to kind of brush off those sticks if you were a former Griffball vet, or if you want to try your hand at something new and see if you got the skills to pay the bills. Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both so much for coming on over. GT, any final thoughts? I know you've been kind of a fly on the wall for most of this.
No, I just want to congratulate you guys on a job well done. I look forward to seeing it, seeing the competition begin, and I might actually get to watch it.
Yeah, oh, I'm really hoping so.
I might have it on the background because I gotta actually head out somewhere on Saturday for my job. But yeah, this is really exciting. We'll be keeping on tabs of the updates and the upcoming events. So keep let us know when things are coming around and. We'll definitely shout you guys out. And DJ, it was great to have you back on for another co-hosting session. Hopefully it will not be too long before the next time you're back here right at home on the podcast. Yep.
Yeah. Thanks, good man. To see I appreciate you too. It. Good to see you both.
I think that'll wrap it up for us tonight. Nothing super special. GT, you want to give a quick update to some of the playlist changes that will be coming down the pipe for Halo 5 before we head out?
Sure. This weekend, we got ODST Slayer rotating in for Rock and Rail. Next weekend, we get Roaming King and Warzone Assault goes live. On April 22nd, we get Griffball rotating in for ODST Slayer. And on April 29th, the Community Slayer comes in for Griffball and Warzone. Time.
It is Warzone Turbo.
Oh, God, is it Warzone Turbo? Yeah. Oh, I miss that. Too bad it's not on PC.
Yet? Yet? Maybe?
I remember there was a time DJ said he would never be a PC gamer.
You're absolutely right, and I will eat those words. I definitely did not follow through on that one. I got the got dragged into PC gaming and went, okay, let's do this.
Also have to give you a huge thanks again to Pins for all the gifted subs at the beginning of the podcast, all the new followers. Thank you guys so much for coming on over here. I know DJ and Rage probably dragged you over here to do the picks, but we appreciate you guys coming on over here. We stream our podcast every Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's 5:30 p.m. Pacific. And we talk about anything and everything Halo. The past week, we talked about the latest Halo Infinite update and the audio and musical tones that we'll get to experience within the game when it comes out later this year. Next week, we'll be doing our regular community roundup. So we'll be looking at some of the latest community content from podcasters, artists, YouTubers, fan projects, and all that kind of stuff. So that'll be our topic for next week. We're also working on Smoke and Shadow for one of our next book reads, and we'll have some special guests coming up here pretty soon. Well, we also have our Fraggin' Friday, which is on Fridays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. That is hosted by Godzilla T, and that is usually up to our community's choice. We have a Discord, and we put a poll out there for people wanting to play either Halo 5 or MCC, and then we kick things off at 8:30 p.m. And we also have Achieving Halo on Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And that's where I'm currently hopping on MCC doing some of the seasonal challenges. And with Season 6 just dropped, there are a whole bunch of new challenges to try. So we'll be hopping into Season 6 challenges this coming Sunday. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We also have a YouTube channel. You can hop in our Discord, join the community over at podtackler.com/Discord. You can use exclamation Discord in the Twitch chat. We've also got our Spartan Company and Xbox Club. We are still going for our Achilles helmet. There are some other people out there that would like to help contribute to us getting that helmet, then feel free to come on over and join our company if you're searching for it or if you're already done and you want to help us out.
Please.
Yes, please help. We've also got our Xbox Club. And then you can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and wherever you listen to your podcasts. If there is a place that we are not, please let us know, and we will make sure that we get Podtacular to the place that you listen to podcasts frequently. We have a number of different ways that the community supports us. One, just by sharing out the podcast, tweeting out the streams, coming in, watching us and listening to us on Twitch. You can also be a Twitch subscriber. We also have our Patreon with a whole bunch of different tiers. You can get access to our show notes, VODs. For certain tiers, you can get some Podtacular swag, even have an opportunity to be a guest on the podcast, which we've got a couple of them coming out here pretty soon. Pins is going to be one of our first ones. We've also got Confowl and Prestige helping us over on the Patreon side of things, and we appreciate you guys for your continued support over on Patreon. And then for those that feel so inclined and want to do so, we have a PayPal which you can donate to us directly, podtaggler.com/donate. That'll wrap it up for us tonight. DJ, it's been a pleasure having you back in the co-host chair. Again, we'll keep it warm for you next time you have a free Thursday night for you to come back and talk some Halo. Rage, it's been a pleasure having you back on the podcast again. I hope everything goes well for you gents this weekend and for the coming months. If there's anything that we can do to help, please let us know.
Absolutely. Will do.
And DJ, since you're here, do you Thanks want to provide any final thoughts?
Any final thoughts? I mean, the only thing I think would be fun about being a grunt is the fact that you never have to smell if anybody farts. Although methane, I'm not sure if it has an odor to it, but I'm sure that can't smell real good. So maybe that's actually the reverse. Maybe all you smell is ass gas. So maybe it's terrible being a grunt because all you do is smell farts in that gas. Maybe they like getting punched in the back of the head and having their little mouthpieces pulled off because for 5 seconds before they die, that's all they get. Oh, pine scent or something. Like, you know, there's trees. I smell snow and now I'm dead. You probably should actually give me the confines of an actual category next time instead of just letting me say whatever comes to my mind.
That is half the fun. That's Sometimes why that's I prompted it in the first place. All right. Thank you, everyone, again, for listening, for tuning in, for those watching on Twitch, and for those downloading the podcast. That is it for this episode. We will catch you next time. Keep on fragging them trucks and fragging them griffballers.